Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, I have to tell you, the story of the week this week is very definitely what I think is the most important story to come out in a long time. And that was the Trump peace plan that he and Netanyahu discussed on Monday in a live TV interview conference. Donald J. Trump called it the deal of the century. It has officially been greenlighted by the Israeli annexation of Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, which is about a third of what people call the West Bank. It's also giving a clear path to conditional statehood for the Palestinian Authority. Now, I just want to say one thing. When I watched this particular presentation on Fox News, I actually stood up and cheered. I want to see the bloodshed in the Middle East end. I'm not going to point any fingers at this moment in time. I think listeners are pretty aware of what my opinion is. But I have a gentleman on the line with me. His name is David Rubin. David is a former mayor of one of the cities in the West Bank. He is very active in children's organizations, specifically a medical organization that helps Israeli children who are traumatized by terrorist attacks. David, explain to our listeners, if you would, why this peace plan makes sense. It makes sense to me, I have to say.
Well, I could explain to you why it makes sense. I could explain the positive aspects. I could explain the negative aspects.
Let's go both ways.
Okay. And then I could explain why it makes sense.
That's fine.
All right. So, first of all, there are some very positive aspects that make this an out-of-the-box peace plan. Now, there have been a lot of peace plans. In fact, I had a whole book about it, which was called Peace for Peace. And I wrote about all the peace plans that have been and what could be. And then my most recent book, Trump and the Jews, gets into that issue as well. Okay, so we're on. Trump has finally revealed his peace plan, which has been dubbed by many as the deal of the century. And yes, it is getting a lot of attention. I agree. So why is it getting attention? What is different from the past peace plans? Well, every peace plan that has been presented by an American president up to this point, they all have different names.
Yep.
But they always include the same concept, which is the land for peace formula or the two-state solution, which basically means that in an area that much of the world calls the West Bank, mm-hmm. which is the central mountainous region of Israel, both north of Jerusalem and south of Jerusalem, that within those areas, that Israel would surrender land to the Palestinian Authority,
mm-hmm.
and which is like a quasi-government of the people who identify as Palestinians. Now, this plan, unlike the others, doesn't give the Palestinian Authority 100% of Judea and Samaria, and it doesn't give them Jerusalem as the capital of a possible Palestinian state. And in addition to that, it requires of them, of the Palestinian Authority, to recognize Israel as a Jewish state,
mm-hmm.
as the Jewish state, And last but not least, they are required to stop paying salaries to terrorists. So those are the main points that distinguish this agreement. There is one other that I did not mention, which is very central. According to this plan, 30% of Judea and Samaria, which comprises all of the Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria, that 30% Israel could declare sovereignty over. So that is very significant.
Sure it is. Now, let me just ask you one question that I'm a little bit confused, sir. And the question is, I heard Donald Trump say regarding Jerusalem, which is an absolutely mind-boggling city, but I heard Trump say, and if I'm not mistaken, with agreement from Netanyahu, that the Palestinians would get a portion of Jerusalem, East Jerusalem, as their capital. Now, you mentioned that they would get none of Jerusalem. Is that correct?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I agree. It's confusing.
Yes, it's very confusing.
I'm going to deconfuse it. Jerusalem consists of two sections, basically. If you had to say it in general terms, the city of Jerusalem has the old city of Jerusalem, which is the ancient walled city, where the Western Wall is, where the Temple Mount is,
right,
where the holy temples of Israel once stood in the days of King David and King Solomon, in that period of time. So that's the old city, which everyone wants. That's been like the main bone of contention, and the Palestinian Authority has always insisted they have to have the old city, or at least parts of it. They have already been offered parts of the old city in past deals that they have rejected. So now they're being offered as their capital a part of a neighborhood of Jerusalem, which is called Abu Dis,
uh-huh,
which is on the outskirts of East Jerusalem, on the easternmost outskirts of Eastern Jerusalem. But it's definitely not in the old city. It's definitely not in the new city of Jerusalem that was built up in the past century. So that explains Jerusalem. I hope that clarifies things.
No, I do understand that. And unfortunately, we've got about a minute and a half here, and then we have to take the commercial break, which I was talking about. Let me bring up what I think is a very interesting subject here. I am a bit of a student of politics. I'm a very avid student of what's going on in the Middle East. But this is not about me. This is about your land, sir, not me. And what I would like to say is that it strikes me, and we have discussed this subject on the program before with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, that the main problem here really stems from one simple element of humanity, and that's called emotions. Now, the conclusion that we have come to in the KE report is that this peace plan, or the plan of the century, as Donald Trump likes to call it, is probably just a starting point. I don't think it's going to evolve into anything in terms of a serious, violent war between Israel and Palestine. I think the cooler heads are probably going to prevail. At least I would like to see that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, going to take a real quick 30-second commercial break. Going to be right back with Mayor David Rubin.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Good. Back chatting with Mayor David Rubin. We're talking about the peace plan, which has been rejected soundly by the Palestinians up to this recording date, which is Thursday. Mayor Rubin, I would like you to comment on one thing. I think the basic problem here in the whole situation, and I don't mean to sound simplistic, is people aren't willing to put their emotions aside. Comments on that, sir?
No, I don't think that's the issue. Okay. I mean, I understand that a psychologist might make that analysis, but it's actually a lot deeper than that, and it has to do with people having deeply held beliefs.
Yep.
And not being willing to compromise on those beliefs. And so here we have a situation where we have a country about the size of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And in this tiny country about the size of New Jersey, there are two peoples that say that it's theirs.
Yep.
Okay, there's Israel.
Yep.
That was sovereign here for over 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is an Arab people that started calling themselves Palestinians in 1964.
Yep.
And they say that they are the indigenous people, even though we were here over 3,000 years ago and we were sovereign for over 1,000 years.
Right.
So, you know, there isn't room for two sovereign peoples within this tiny, tiny country. And so I think that you have to base things on historical fact. I explained all of these historical facts in several of my books, including the latest, Trump and the Jews. But if we look at the situation here, okay, they're being offered about 70% of Judea and Samaria. We're being offered about 30% of it, plus Jerusalem as our capital, and they're being given a part of Jerusalem that they don't really want so much as their capital if they create a sovereign state. They have rejected the plan out of hand. The Palestinian authority chairman Mahmoud Abbas called President Trump a dog and a son of, well, I'll let you complete the blank. I'm not going
right.
to speak that language
right.
here. But this is the situation. Now, Israel is going to go ahead in the coming weeks and declare its sovereignty over that 30% of Judea and Samaria because we have a green light to do so. So we will have the Trump administration on our side and I believe the American people on our side as well. So that's what's going to happen. Then it's going to be in the hands of Mahmoud Abbas and the Hamas terrorists and the Fatah terrorists to see if they will somehow change their mind and say, hey, we've been making a mistake rejecting this all along. We're going to make peace with Israel. I don't see that happening.
I have to say, just let me interject one thing. I wish to hell it would. And the reason I say that is supposedly the Islamic folks are pretty bright. Okay, an intelligent person would, I think, bite their tongue and say, they don't have to admit they made a mistake. All they have to do is say, you know, we all believe in the same God of sorts. We don't believe in killing, although unfortunately the Islamic folks do seem to believe in, you know, jihad and killing and the rest of it. And that's a big problem, sir.
Well, there's a difference between Judaism and Christianity and Islam. It would be nice if we could say that we all believe in the same God and the same values. We don't. Jews and Christians believe in love your neighbor as yourself.
That's
as
correct,
being the
sir.
Highest respect in our religions. Islam believes in jihad, holy war against the non-believers, as being the highest precept in their religion.
Mm-hmm.
So there is an issue there. There is a difference in a worldview. And unfortunately, there are many who stick to that their views, and you know, I guess I have to respect that there are people like Mahmoud Abbas and his Palestinian Authority and the Hamas terrorists and all the others that have deeply held beliefs They're not willing to compromise on them.
Right.
They believe that first you got to kill the Saturday people and then the Sunday people. I don't agree with those views, certainly. But they're deeply held beliefs. Saudi Arabia and some of the Persian Gulf countries have shifted because they would rather survive. And they're very concerned about the threat from Iran. And they don't want Iran to get that nuclear bomb. And they're willing to cooperate with Israel. And if they have to compromise on this particular issue of the Palestinians, then they're willing to compromise.
Now you're talking about Egypt and Saudi and the rest of the countries there, and the rest of the Arabs, right?
Well, I'm speaking about those particular countries that I've mentioned. Egypt, okay. Saudi Arabia, Oman, Bahrain.
That's what I just mentioned, right. Okay. Well, so the basic problem here then is simply a very, very basic, meaningful difference in the beliefs of Jews and Christians, love your fellow man, etc., etc., and the Islamic folks who don't believe that same tenet. Is that what you're saying, sir?
That is what I'm saying. Now, it doesn't mean that there aren't Muslims who just want to live their own lives, live it peacefully, and don't believe in carrying out jihad in practice.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, those who are in power in the Palestinian Authority, certainly the Hamas, the Fatah, the Hezbollah, all of these terrorists, and their main financier, Iran, they all believe that jihad and exporting the Islamic Revolution is what they're all about.
Yeah. Well, at this moment in time, that makes me feel a little bit pessimistic. I, unfortunately, as a Christian, and a very avid part, by the way, I have to say, socially, of the Jewish community here where I live, is that I wish they could back down on that. It seems to me that the basic problem is they can't, because the tenet of their religion seems to be basically you have to convert people by force. Mayor David Rubin, I really appreciate your time. I would love to get you back on the show when we have more time. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Al. It was good to be with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said it will be remembered as the day the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities and went along with a sham trial. It's the final weekend before the Iowa presidential caucuses, and one Democrat has dropped out of the race, former Maryland Congressman John Delaney.
I've campaigned harder than anyone in Iowa. I've been to all 99 counties. I've done hundreds of events across this great state. But it's clear to me on Monday, on caucus night, I will not have sufficient support to get to the 15% viability threshold.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics for this particular week. You know, I got to tell you, Big Al does have a bit of a problem right now. And the problem is, you know, I am very able to see both sides of every story in the crisis that is occurring in the Middle East right now. As our listeners are aware, I am an avid practicing Christian. The gentleman I have on the line with me right now is a retired Episcopalian priest, worked his way up the food chain, for lack of better terms, and held, I would have to say, if I was comparing the Episcopalian Church to the Catholic Church, he held a position in Oregon and also in the Olympia, Washington area that would be equivalent to a Catholic bishop. Name is Toll. He is, in reality, a very active member. He's actually the president of an organization, Friends of Seville. We're going to begin our discussion, which is quite a bit different in terms of tenure and emotion than the conversation that I just had with David Rubin. Tell me, first of all, if you would, about the Friends of Seville.
Oh, thank you, Al. This is, Richard Toll. I go by Dick most of the time. And I like to talk about this issue because I was converted to this issue in seminary back in the 60s because I had a Palestinian friend in seminary in Berkeley, California that I had been, his village had been taken in 1948 when he was 11 years old. So he was raised there and went to seminary in the 60s and went back to serve his people and has been serving his people over the years and still does in Jerusalem. And about 30 years ago, he set up a Palestinian liberation theology movement in Jerusalem called Seville. Seville is an Arabic word meaning the way. And Christians were first known as people of the way in Acts of the Apostles. so they took that name, and that's the name of the organization in Jerusalem. I'm the president of Friends of Seville, North America, and that have been for about 20-some years in relationship to finding out what we can do in this country in order to support the Palestinian Christians in the region there, in Jerusalem and West Bank and in Israel proper. So that's been our task over the years, trying to help maintain some understanding of what has taken place and what is taking place in order to keep the Christians present in the land, which a lot of people in our country just assume that somebody went over there and converted them to Christianity and don't realize that they've been there for 2,000 years since the time of Jesus. And my friend Naeem Atik would be one of those people that would trace his roots way back into the history of early Christianity. And so Seville works with the Christians there, which many of them are have been there for hundreds of years, the different faiths of Catholic and Orthodox primarily, that come from the history of the region. There are only two Protestant churches there, Lutheran and Anglican, that relate to the region, because Protestantism was not really welcomed in the region until the 1840s, 50s, 60s. And so there's not much in the way of churches and church property like that kind of thing because of the history of the Orthodox and Catholic traditions. So the fact that in 1948, the church that was there then was rather decimated. People left and couldn't return, and the leadership left and wasn't quite as available. And so the struggle for Christians in the region has been very, very difficult. Very much so. About 18% of the population in 1948 was Christian Palestinians. And now it's less than 2%. And so we're trying to work with the Christian community to help them to feel support and know that they need to remain and hopefully will remain over the years ahead. This is where the Christian sites are and where people are. And I am always concerned when people go to visit the region that they never meet a Palestinian Christian. So many of the groups that go just are in tour groups or what have you. But the Christian community there is wonderful. They're absolutely wonderful in worship and in the way in which they communicate and the way in which they express the their Christianity and what we can learn from them. They're quite different from Western Christians, and rightly so. They come from a different part of the world, a different tradition. So that's a quick overview. And we sponsor programs in this country to help people understand what's going on over there as best we can, bringing people from the region to here in the United States and talking through the issues of conferences and weekend conferences and what have you.
Reverend, so that's
a quick run back.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue, please.
Well, that's a quick overview of the way in which Seville got started in Jerusalem. And there's any number of books. My friend Naeem Atik is the priest that I am referring to that's been a part of this all these years. He's written a number of books, and his latest was a Palestinian Liberation Theology, a book on that subject. And Eli Shakur, which is a Melkite archbishop in the region, has written a book on Blood Brothers. I think I told you about that.
If you did, I've actually purchased the book, yeah.
Yeah, that's a very good book to understand some of the past. So that's a quick understanding of who we are in Jerusalem and who we are in this country and in other countries. Friends of Seville exist in various countries in order to support Seville Jerusalem in the United Kingdom, in Denmark and Germany and Sweden and Australia and various places throughout the world. So it's a international organization that is there to support the Christians in the Holy Land.
Reverend Toll, I want to get into some other matters here probably in the next segment. We have quite a bit of time. The other matters are certainly opinionated more than anything else, but I would really like to get your opinions. And the reason I want to do that, number one, is I have a lot of respect for you. And number two, it's very, very obvious to me that the average person in the United States today knows very little about the true situation in the Middle East. Had a very interesting discussion in the first couple of segments of KER Politics, and what I heard there also made a lot of sense. But Reverend Toll, what you're saying to me makes more than a lot of sense. It makes extreme sense, for lack of better terms. I want to introduce the next segment by just simply reading the following, and it is, this is put out by somebody involved with Sabeel. And the future, and now we're talking about the future of the area, what the Palestinians are being offered right now is not rights or a state, but a permanent state of apartheid. No amount of marketing can erase this disgrace or blur the facts. But the painful facts of today give rise to hope for the future, the only future that can genuinely offer peace. I'm very big on that, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to take a real quick commercial break now that you know where we're going in the next segment. Stick around. I look forward to getting Reverend Richard Toll's opinion on the issue of peace in the area. Be right back. Everybody's right and nobody's wrong. Boy, you guys remember that old rock and roll song. A lot to be said there. You know, both sides of this particular argument have very, very good points. I'd like to get your opinions on each one of them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, welcome back here to actually really wrap up in the final segment, KER Politics, talking right now with the Reverend Richard Toll, who is the president of the Friends of Sabeel, which is a Christian Muslim organization that is looking out for equality for Christians and Muslims in the Middle East. We ended the last segment when I said, really, the only hope for peace is that what we have going on right now with Trump's deal of the century is that it is hope for the future. As it stands right now, it perhaps is not the definitive plan for hope on the future, but what Sabeel says is when they say future, they talk about a time based on supremacy for some and oppression for others, but on full equality, liberty, dignity, and rights for all. Father Toll, is that going to happen in your opinion? You're much closer to this than I am.
I wouldn't be a part of the last 30-some years that I've been working on this issue if I didn't believe that there was a frame of reference that's going to lead to peace. Over time, that's going to happen. It has to. It can't be always the oppression that's being felt and known by the Palestinians who live under military occupation and have since the 67 war, and they're living under oppression. This peace plan is really, I think, needs to be called disastrous. It did not include the Palestinians. They were not part of the discussion. It's all somehow politically motivated for the purposes of Israel, state of Israel, so that international law has been put aside. The statement that I know is there's not one mention in the entire 4,000 and some words and statement that Donald Trump put together or whatever they put together that talks about international law. It's just been dismissed. And as we know, we've tried to somehow be a leader in the field of international relations, including Israel-Palestine. And it's been source of the way in which the fact that the Green Line was there after the 67 war and the settlements were illegal and all these things are related to international law and still are. It's not being expressed in any of what this discussion is right now. I think that's why it's a disaster for Israel and for the Palestinians, given time. it's not going to work. Let's put it that way.
I feel, in a sense, kind of the same way that you do, but I do have a question. Israel got the West Bank as a result of a war that was initiated not by them, but by some of the Arab countries, specifically Egypt. They were invaded through the West Bank by the Egyptian armies. Does that have any play, in your opinion, on what you're saying about occupation, etc.?
The occupation has continued since then. There's a lot of discussion that you're going to read that disputes the fact that Israel attacked first, even though Egypt was preparing. They got caught by surprise when Israel finally made the first move. Those are historical, those are things. But ever since then, the West Bank has been under military occupation. All of the settlements that began in the early 70s, I was there in the early 80s, I think there were only 25, 40, 50,000 settlers in the region. Now there's 600,000. All of them are illegal under international law. And now we're saying that's okay with this deal that Trump has put together. Let's remind ourselves that all that land in the West Bank was given status as Palestinian, and it was their hope for the future in some sense that it become a Palestinian state. We know that issue for the last 25 years. I was very much for that issue in my own ministry and watching things develop back in the 80s and 90s. I really don't see that there's anything to a two-state solution now, even though that's talked about in the deal that Trump is talking about. It's all still a military occupation. The Palestinians live under military law, not civil law. All of the settlers live under Israeli civil law. That's a big distinction, because I have watched and talked to many, many, many young people that are arrested in the middle of the night and put in prison without their parents, and they are under military law, and they go to jail until they sign a confession in Hebrew, which they can't read. And 99% of the children that are arrested are put in jail and have to somehow get out by signing this confession that stays with them for the rest of their life, saying that they threw rocks and they receive a judgment against them for future work and all that kind of thing. So this is where the fear comes in with the people living under military occupation.
Well, the one thing I want to say is I do agree with you on one point, and that one point is there are times when Israeli military folks have overreacted. Anyway, I want to set the record straight just on one thing, and I can't get information that's any more accurate. This is directly from Google regarding the 67 war, and here is a quote. Gamal Abdel Nasser ramped up rhetoric against Israel and mobilized Egyptian forces in preparation for war. The war began on June 5th, 1967, when Israel launched a preemptive assault against the Egyptian and Syrian air forces. Now, we got a little bit of rhetoric in here, and some people are going to say that, well, the Israelis started the war, and other people are going to say that Nasser's actions actually instigated the war. I'd like a comment from you on that, if you wouldn't mind. I can understand both sides of that particular argument. What do you think about that, Reverend Toll?
Oh, goodness. I think that's accurate. The Sinai, of course, was taken, and it was a huge effort as we look back upon it. And, of course, that Sinai was given back and in ways that people still... But President Carter was so well-versed on this issue, I always look back with respect in what he did in order for things to come together later after the 67 war. But I still want to get back into the settlement issue, and I was just in Bethlehem last month.
Do it.
I was there for a 10-day conference with Seville. They sponsored a conference there with the Christians' presence in Bethlehem and the continuing presence. And just a few facts that people may not realize this, but 87%, I was there in 1983, 87% of the land that Bethlehem has had is no longer theirs because it's been confiscated. It's in the West Bank. It's their land, but it's been confiscated for purposes of roads, wall, military installations, and settlements. And the town of Bethlehem is shrinking and has shrunk to the point where 35 years ago when I first went, there was probably 85% of the population were Christian. Now it's less than 20%, somewhere around 17%. So that it's shrunk not only in size, but the population, the Christians are trying to maintain their life there. And I will have to say we were there in order to support them in various ways to find out about their programs, the churches. And there are 22 settlements that surround the city of Bethlehem, all on Palestinian land, all on Bethlehem land, and 120,000 settlers live in those 22 settlements. And there are 24 military installations that are checkpoints and all that are maintaining the fact that Bethlehem really is separated from the rest of the West Bank and from Jerusalem. It's only 4 miles from Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. And they can't go to the holy sites in Jerusalem without permits, and most of them can't get a permit. So it's really very difficult, has been for some time, and it's continuing to be a problem.
You know, the thing that I have to say is I've come to a conclusion, and that is that, you know, God probably almost made this situation a reality to see how we'd handle it. You know, we have a situation where the 67 war, the Israelis believe that because of the results of that war, that the land in the West Bank rightfully belongs to them, spoils of war, etc., etc. And the Palestinians are saying just exactly the opposite. And I think right now that God is saying, I gave you free will, you work this thing out, and let's see how well you do. And it strikes me, quite frankly, Reverend Toll, and I applaud you for what you are doing, and I mean that. I believe in peace. I believe in humanity coexisting. And I want to say that I will do whatever I can on the Corlin Economics Report, regardless of the situation in the Middle East. I support Sabeel 1,000% for one simple reason, Reverend Toll, and that is because I believe in the proclamation of the kingdom. Make me a shadow of your peace. Reverend Richard Toll, you're a busy guy. I appreciate you taking some time and shedding some light on this kind of subject that really to this point hasn't reached a definitive conclusion.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.